And on this Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, before we went on the air, you were telling me how busy, how many people you had in the Appleton Public Library last week. It was busy.
It was just a crazy week. We just had so many things going on, programs that we had, people using our meeting rooms. It was just crazy.
A fun crazy, though, right?
Yeah. Well, we love it. We love having people in here. We just love sharing the space with all of our people and visitors, you know. I mean, it's just great. But it was just very busy with all the different activities and things going on here at the Appleton Library,
right.
I guess.
Good.
It kind of wears a person out after a while.
All right.
Even the high energy.
There you go.
That I am.
Well, tell us what's going on this week then.
Well, this week is kind of like a normal week here, I think. We've got lots of classroom visits. In fact, I think we have three of them just today from the Appleton Elementary School. So that's always fun to see all sorts of young people just excited about reading and coming to the library. But as far as events are concerned, this Wednesday we have our Spring Easter Peep House after school event. You make gingerbread houses, I guess, at Christmas, and I guess you make a peep house at Easter. So that's what we're doing here on Wednesday. We are asking people to call ahead and register. And so we do have a couple openings left, so stop on down or give us a call at 320-289-1681 and register your people for the Peep House. On Thursday, Prairie 5 will be here with Laura Thomas, the aging counselor, for all of your questions and things that you're wanting to know. And then next week, we are showing Dog Man, the movie, after school at 3:30 on Wednesday. On the 28th, we've got our book club coming up. We're reading The Housemaid by Freda McFadden. So if you're interested in joining us, give me a holler, and we'll make sure to order a book for you. And we still have a few openings for Lisa's cricket classes. We've got three different time options available, April 29th at 1:30 or 5:30, and April 30th at 10 a.m. Our sample is on display here at the library and what you'll be working on. And, of course, on the 30th, we have Lego Club at 3:30 p.m. for our after-school group. It's just kind of lots of different things happening here at the Appleton Library that keep us always on our toes and busy.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So what are people reading nowadays in April?
You know, it's April. And so there's a lot of kind of new and exciting things. I'm sure everybody has been hearing about Marie Shriver's new book, I Am Maria, and that is number one on the New York Times bestseller list for nonfiction this week. The Emmy Award-winning journalist and producer weaves together life's reflections with poetry. I know I watched some little special of some sort with Oprah Winfrey. I guess they were roommates at one point in time, which is kind of interesting. So Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes have a new book called Fight. They're the authors of Shattered, gives an account of the 2024 presidential campaign. Also new in hardcover nonfiction is Autism Out Loud. Kate Swenson, Carrie Carrillo, and Adrian Wood have written a book about sharing their stories of raising a child with autism. Also, Miracles and Wonder by Elaine Pagels, the author of Gnostic Gospels, delves into the explanation of aspects of the life of Jesus made by disciples. Just lots of new things to consider. Mm-hmm. Hardcover fiction, Abby Jimenez has a new book called Say You'll Remember Me. Despite having a great date, Samantha asks a veterinarian to forget all about her because of a family crisis. Also new in hardcover hardcover fiction, I should say, there's a new book out by Harlan Coben, as well as John Sanford. So if you are fans of those two authors, you're going to make sure to get signed up for their latest books. Mm. So if you've got an author that you really enjoy or you need a book suggestion, stop on down. We are all readers here and would love to help you.
Okay, what books are you reading, Cindy?
Well, right now, I actually have not been reading much.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing something.
What's book club studying?
Yeah, we had book club last week.
Okay.
And or was it the week before? And so that was the last book that I read, was the book club book. If you lived here, you'd be home by now.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we talked about that on the radio show, I think, the last time.
Right, we did.
Yeah. And that was an excellent book. Just really good. And unfortunately, that's the last book that I've read.
Oh.
I've got a couple on my nightstand, but
okay.
I have not picked them up yet. I've just been busy,
yeah,
I guess.
I guess.
I know.
You usually read a couple books a time at the same time.
And I still will, you know, because I can read a book in just a couple hours. So
yeah.
I will devour them. But right now, I've just been busy with other things, unfortunately.
Yeah. Say,
believe me, I've got enough books under my belt that I can always make a recommendation.
Say, Cindy, talk a little. We got a little time here. Talk a little bit more about the event tomorrow, Wednesday, at the library.
Oh, the Peep House?
Yeah.
Basically, you will come into the library, and we have all the supplies and materials, and you will be putting together a little peep house. We've got peeps, we've got graham crackers, we have frosting, we have all sorts of different supplies and materials that are needed for this. That's why we kind of were asking for registration, because we want to make sure we have enough materials for it all. And then you'll just complete this and take it home. And maybe you can even eat it if you wanted to.
I'll pass on the peeps.
I know, I'm not a peep
either. That's marshmallows, right?
I know. Okay. I don't know why I don't care for them, but I just never have. And I've seen what you can do with those peeps is you can use them instead of marshmallows for making s'mores.
Mm.
And that just is gross to me.
Yep.
Then I saw you can use peeps to make slime.
Oh, you can.
I know. It's just amazing what you can do with those silly things. But I maybe would make slime, but I don't want to ruin my s'more by using a peep.
There you go. Well, that sounds like a great event. Can people still register?
You can still register. We still have a couple openings and things like that. Just give us a call at 289-1681. And then we still have openings also for our adult event, the cricket class, at the end of the month as well. Just a couple, because we keep our class sizes kind of smaller so that, you know, we just like to make sure, especially for the cricket classes, that everyone gets the attention. And then we do have like a computer lab that we bring in so that you can kind of design your own stuff for that class anyway.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Cindy, tell our listeners when the Appleton Public Library is open and where you're located.
The library is open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. You can check us out on Facebook or our website. And keep in mind, our friends group is having a little fundraiser right now. We are selling geraniums for a price so that we can raise some money and use it towards all sorts of things at the Appleton Public Library.
All right.
And so keep that in mind, too. Just always something here. We're always looking for different support to keep offering all these wonderful programs and things that we offer here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thank you. And you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week, too.
Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.